Caribbean Report.
Washington calls on Caribbean support and solidarity for its declaration of war against terrorism. U.S. diplomats declined to comment on reports that a cell of terrorists have been found in Trinidad and Tobago. And Air Jamaica remains pessimistic about the region-wide recovery from the U.S. disaster. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In New York, workers returned today to the city's financial district for the first time since last week's attack on the World Trade Center. They did so even as thick smoke and dust lingered in the air and rescue crews waded into the sea of rubble and body parts. After the New York Stock Exchange reopened, Mayor Rudy Giuliani held a news conference to pay tribute to the people of the city, calling them the real heroes. In Washington, where the Pentagon was also hit, the administration called on the Caribbean and Latin America for support and solidarity for its declaration of war against those responsible for last week's attacks. The call was made during a State Department meeting with diplomats on Friday. Chargé d'affaires at the Jamaican Embassy in Washington, Courtney Rattray, attended that meeting. I asked him what specific help had the U.S. requested from the Caribbean.
There are some general things that they said that they were looking for. You know, they wanted individual countries to prosecute terrorists found on our soil.